listening to the sermon podcast of Dan Roschke, pastor of Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Fairfax, Virginia. For more information about Bethlehem, visit our website at blclife.org. But now, here's Pastor Dan and his sermon for today.
Friends, I said it before, we are in the year of Mark and we are in it. The baptism of Jesus today. The baptism of Jesus is no small, sweet thing. Baptism has become a bit of a nice, small, sweet thing in our time. You know, a perfect newborn baby. A nice tradition of getting that baby baptized lingers in the family's DNA, maybe even strongly. Church participation might be pretty minimal from the young parents, but pastor's fine with that. Everybody's welcome. Grace abounds. And after all, the young parents and everybody knows that it would mean the world to Grandma to see her precious little grandchild baptized, especially given her recent health concerns. So why not? It's a sweet day. The family travels from distances to be there. The pictures by the baptismal font are so nice. The little brunch that follows, at least in pre-COVID times. And then, just a year later, everyone pretty much lets that big day come and go. Maybe a baptismal candle gets lit, and maybe a card from a sponsor or a friend from church arrives in the mail, but that's about it. And even that can be buried, that tradition can get buried as the years pile up, because baptism in our time largely has become a nice, small, sweet thing. But friends, you need to know that Jesus' baptism is revolutionary. The ripping open of the sky and the descending of the Holy Spirit on Jesus that we hear about in Mark, and by extension, by the way, the descending of the Holy Spirit, that's on us too, according to our New Testament theology from Paul. Our text today said, when Paul had laid his hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them. This baptism is no small, sweet thing. It is earthquaking, heaven splitting, new path setting, irrevocable, rearranging, resurrecting, resurrecting, recreating, revolutionary action here and now and in our face. It is chaos losing to order. It is violence being swamped by peace. It is racism ending to equality and justice for all. It is tyrannical empire, that is, of Caesar's Rome, succumbing to Jesus. It is evil falling to love. Baptism is death dying to life in Christ. No small, sweet thing. Welcome to the year of Mark. We are in it. It might be the shortest book of the four Gospels, but it packs a punch. Its symbol is the roaring lion. It is sharp, clear, immediate, irreversible, and a powerful way to start this already difficult year. Whew. Baptism here is a renunciation of death and the devil. Biblical scholar Alan Street says, baptism is letting your subscription to Caesar's reign of terror expire. It's burning your draft card to Rome's violent conquest and proclaiming and embracing a completely opposite allegiance, God's new reign of radical justice, compassion, and peace. When it says in our text that the heavens were torn open, that Greek word is a powerful, irreversible word, according to Markan scholar Don Jewell. God is unleashed on the world and cannot be put back. Welcome to Mark. God unleashed on the world. That might be a good description for the entire gospel. Jesus is God unleashed on the world and cannot be put back. Frankly, this kind of action and energy, it's more than most people are willing to sacrifice. This kind of faith is just too risky. This kind of divine love and justice is simply too intense to get behind, too much at stake. This baptism of Jesus is too big. We'd all probably want to shrink it down, put it back into the box, the little bowl of a font, keep it sweet and sentimental and nice. A nice excuse to have a little reunion. And then we have weeks like this last week. And we find ourselves needing more than just a nice, small, sweet little ritual. We need more than just a little bowl. We find ourselves longing for a grounding in hope. A place to make a stand, a position to take, a word to speak. And friends in Christ, this baptism of Jesus holds up, even and especially in the face of our violence this week in our nation's capital and beyond. This baptism of Jesus holds up in the face of blatant racism and white privilege. This baptism of Jesus holds up to fear and chaos that is all around. It holds up to the uncertainty and the cruelty that we have witnessed and maybe experienced personally, directed at us. This baptism of Jesus is no small, sweet little thing. Friends in Christ, let's buckle up for the kind of ministry Jesus has in store for us this year of Mark, because He's just come up out of the waters of baptism. That is a symbol. Thinking about Old Testament, water was a symbol of chaos. And when Jesus comes up out of the waters, it is a conquering of chaos with love. He has now made his stand in the Jordan River. And we are covered in those waters too. So now the trip begins. I hope you can stay aboard. Brace yourself for whiplash, because the Gospel of Mark moves fast. In chapter 1 alone, Jesus gets baptized, gets tempted in the wilderness, calls the disciples, teaches in the synagogue, casts out demons and heals a leper and upsets the authorities, and that's just chapter 1. I hope we can stay on board, because following Jesus gets bumpy down the muddy roads of this baptized life. Friends, this will not be easy. Remaining faithful will not be easy. There will be confrontation with forces of evil, with chaos and violence. If the baptism of Jesus is for us too, if like the Ephesians, the Holy Spirit descends on us too, then get ready to make your stand in the Jordan. And join Jesus for the journey. This is a stand against Satan. Have you ever heard me talk much about Satan? I'm trying to channel Markan Christology here, though. Satan comes up often in this gospel. And this is a face-off with Satan. And it is no small, sweet thing. It's no three little drips of water from a tiny bowl in a peaceful sanctuary, a nice white gown, some cake, some pictures. No, this discipleship is going to hurt. It's going to leave us bruised, struck down, but not destroyed. The gospel of the Lord. Are you still with me? Are we still together in Christ? Has the chaos and the terrorism on our own soil, in our own town, has the violence of this season broken us up, torn us down, frightened us away? Or are we going to get Markan here in 2021? Markan M-A-R-K-A-N. Are we going to get Mark in here? Are we going to buckle down and buckle up and journey with Jesus? Friends in Christ, here's the thing about Mark's wild ride. Mr. Mark's wild ride. We're not just along for the ride. We're not just in the passenger seat. I hope you will see this year as we study together and journey through the Gospel of Mark, minister with Jesus as this rich narrative unfolds. As we get jerked and bounced from one scene to the next in the Gospel, Jesus is actually going to pass the reins over to you. That's the Gospel of Mark. It's like a scene from an action movie when one person who's hanging on to the reins passes the reins over, bouncing around, passes the reins over to the other person. And there it is again. When Paul had laid his hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them. The Holy Spirit descends on you. You are my child, God says to you. You are my beloved. With you, I am well pleased. We are emerging from the baptismal waters too. We are standing in the Jordan too. The Holy Spirit is descending on us, on you too. Let's get going. There's Jesus on the road ahead of us already. Amen.
On behalf of all of us at Bethlehem Lutheran Church, thank you for listening. Check us out again soon. And to learn more about our national church body, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, visit elca.org. Goodbye for now, and remember, God's outpouring of grace and peace never runs dry. Here's to a new day.
Evangelical? That was terrible. To learn more about our national church body...
Start over.
Okay.
Is that hard?
No, not really.
Pretty easy?
Yeah.
You're good at it.